AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI News Roundup. Six stories, but one through line: control and consequence. First up, the Musk versus Altman trial isn't about personalities. The jury will decide whether charitable donors' conditions can still bind a lab that's split into nonprofit and for-profit arms.
That legal question is concrete. Can donor-imposed restrictions survive a structural tweak? The jury will weigh contract terms, intent, and equitable remedies, a verdict that could rewrite what funders can require from future labs.
AI teams should care because this changes governance calculus. If donors can enforce constraints, product roadmaps, release policies, and IP licensing might be subject to third-party conditions, not just internal strategy.
Switching gears, OpenAI put Codex into the ChatGPT mobile app. That means live environment monitoring, output review, command approval, and model switching from a phone. Effectively a distributed dev console in your pocket.
That convenience accelerates iteration, but it also raises new security and audit needs. Mobile agents expand the attack surface. Teams must lock down auth, consent flows, and detailed logs for any phone-driven automation.
Over at SpaceX AI, more than 50 researchers and engineers have left since February, including leads on coding, world models, and voice. That's shifted the story from HR headlines to product risk.
When core talent walks, pre-training velocity and feature parity are at stake. Missing expertise can slow model scaling and degrade hard-to-recreate systems like voice or world model components, delaying customer commitments.
Practically, product teams should expect longer timelines, potential regressions, and increased technical debt. The hit isn't just morale, it's measurable risk to model quality and release cadence.
On the frontier, Recursive Superintelligence's $650 million debut signals a phase where systems attempt to identify and fix their own failures, not just learn from human feedback, but autonomously modify training pipelines and models.
That's a game changer for verification. Self-building systems speed iteration, but they also create brittle feedback loops and obscure failure modes. Teams will need new sandboxing, provenance, and rollback mechanisms.
Meanwhile, OpenAI's reported legal posture with Apple isn't merely a stalled feature. It's a governance fight about platform leverage. If a breach of contract notice lands, it tests how much power closed platforms have over flagship AI features.
For product managers, the lesson is stark. Platform dependence is a strategic risk. Negotiate fallback paths, multi-platform options, and contractual protections to avoid a single ecosystem dictating your roadmap.
Meta's Ray-Ban Meta price cut is more than a sale. It's a live stress test for AI wearables. Short-term demand signals will reveal adoption thresholds and the hardware constraints that trip up real-world use.
Lower prices expose battery, compute, and UI limits quickly. Developers should watch telemetry, session length, and failure patterns now. Those signals will inform which wearable features are actually viable.
Bringing this together, control vectors, donors, platforms, talent, and self-modifying systems are converging into the primary operational risk for AI teams, not just philosophical debates.
So what should teams do right now? Audit funding and platform contracts, build off-platform fallbacks, harden mobile agent controls, create retention and knowledge transfer plans, and design strict verification for recursive systems.
Keep an eye on near-term markers. The jury's timeline, Codex mobile metrics, SpaceX AI hiring signals, Recursive's development milestones, Apple's reply, and Meta's sales telemetry. Those will tell you whether theory becomes practice.
That's it for today. We'll monitor these threads and call out the moments that affect product and risk decisions. Catch you tomorrow for the next round.
AI News by Conjero.